why we are headed for food riots in the United States and in many other cities and countries around the world. This is Mike Adams here. Welcome to this emergency podcast stemming from the Ukraine situation. And what a lot of people aren't really connecting yet on this is how this is going to lead to food riots in U.S. cities and maybe Canadian cities as well. But here's the reason behind all of that. So first, of course, understand that food is tied to fossil fuels. So when fossil fuels are cheaper, food is cheaper, it's more abundant, and it's easier to distribute or deliver to food retailers like grocery stores. When fossil fuels are scarce or expensive, immediately food becomes, well, not immediately, actually, there's a bit of a delay, but very quickly food becomes scarce and expensive and difficult to distribute. So right now, because of the situation in Ukraine and what Biden is doing with the economic sanctions and some of Russia's decisions as well, such as banning fertilizer exports for 2 months, these dynamics are going to impact both energy prices, which are going up, 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 and also food availability itself because of the loss of the spring crops of Ukraine. Now, normally, Ukraine plants an enormous amount of acreage growing wheat, corn, soy, and other crops that are distributed throughout not just the Middle East, but also Southeast Asia and other nations around the world. And some nations actually buy more wheat from Ukraine than they do from any other country. By the way, Ukraine is their primary supplier. And there are also crops that are exported from Russia. But now, because of the situation there, Ukraine is very unlikely to be planting spring crops because that planting season would have to begin real soon here, maybe in about 45 days or 60 days or so. That's probably not going to happen. And then Russia also has these economic sanctions that have been levied against it now that mean Russia won't be able to export its food crops to anywhere else in the world. The result of that is going to be a sharp drop in food supply at the same time that there are increases in food price pressure, i.e. food inflation. So first, just consider the sharp drop in supply, but people still have to eat. So the demand is still there. All right. Secondly, then, energy prices are going through the roof. And this is Biden's fault as much as Putin or anybody else, because Biden has been shutting down pipelines, shutting down oil exploration in the United States, reversing all of Trump's policies, which were pro-oil. So Trump had America on energy independence. We were producing more oil than we consumed. We were actually exporting oil. Well, that has now flipped under Biden to where we now need to import a lot more oil, and we're not producing as much. And of course, pipelines have been shut down by Biden. And this is having two harmful effects. One is, of course, directly increasing the price of energy in America, as people are seeing at the gas pumps, for example, and it's going to get a lot worse. But secondly, the price of food in America because of the increased price of fossil fuels. And remember, it's hydrocarbons that are used to make fertilizer that's used to grow food. And then it's fossil fuels that are used to harvest the food with tractors, you know, and process the food and then deliver the food on trucks and so on. So there are multiple ways through which higher fossil fuel prices result in higher food prices. But the bottom line is the American people are being harmed in two ways, those two ways I just mentioned. Putin, on the other hand, is actually benefiting from the higher fossil fuel prices because Russia's primary export is energy. So as the world pays more for energy, Putin makes billions in profits that he would otherwise not see. So in other words, Biden shutting down America's domestic oil production and pipelines is benefiting Putin so much that it probably paid for Putin's entire invasion slash war on Ukraine. So in other words, Biden just subsidized Putin's war on Ukraine by making sure that global energy prices remain high. If Biden wanted to punish Putin, he would reverse his restrictive policies and allow America to pump all kinds of oil, thereby lowering world energy prices and thereby depriving Putin of revenues related to those energy prices. That would hurt Putin and it would help Americans, and it would make food less expensive and more readily available. But those are not the policies of Biden, nor of the Democrats. You know, the Democrats would rather you starve than, you know, than to have fossil fuels burned anywhere, because they're terrified of carbon. They think carbon is the enemy of the world. No, carbon is not the enemy of the world. It's government tyranny and maybe bioweapons and so on, but carbon's not the enemy. And in fact, we are made of carbon, so of course a war on carbon is a war on humanity, as you know. But where all this is headed is, of course, sharp increases in food scarcity on a global scale, sharp increases in food prices for the reasons we just mentioned, and that's going to end up hurting the low-income earners across America. And that's why we're going to end up with food riots, because right now, even with increases in minimum wage and a lot of people making anywhere from $12 to $15 an hour, even as starting wages, depending on where you are, some people making even more, when food prices are so high and energy prices are so high, you can still barely get by on those wages. Oh, and by the way, I got to mention money printing and all of this as well. I'll just mention it as a side note here, but of course, all the stimulus money and the central bank currency counterfeiting that goes on only worsens all of this. You know, it makes inflation worse because it's devaluing the currency. So that's another factor in all of this. But the bottom line is, it's the poor workers who are going to realize that they can't even afford to eat, even if they're holding down a job, because by the time they spend money on gas and then, you know, maybe heat for their homes and so on, they've got not enough left for food. So we're going to see food riots, and we're going to see organized flash mob looting of grocery stores across America. You know how we've seen flash mobs looting like fashion purse stores in California and fashion, I don't know, Adidas stores or Nike shoes or whatever. They're going to be looting grocery stores and going for the meat department. Instead of stealing tennis shoes, they're going to be stealing steaks. Why? Because you can't eat your sneakers, but you can eat, you know, prime rib, or you can sell it to someone. I mean, meat can become a form of barter, depending on how bad the situation gets. And you know, fashion takes a back seat when you're starving to death. So the food riots are going to begin. It's just a question of when, you know, how bad this gets. And this is the stuff of revolutions. This is why I'm pointing this out, because as they say, every nation is 9 meals away from anarchy. Well, what do you think is going to happen when the impoverished masses, who have been made increasingly impoverished because of the COVID lockdowns, the restrictions, the business shutdowns, people being fired from their jobs for not wearing masks or not getting vaccines and so on, when all of that hits reality and there's a day of reckoning for all of it, people are going to be steaming mad, and they are going to, you know, lash out in the form of really even left-wing riots, not just impoverished right-wing people or conservatives, but left-wing riots, even against a Democratic president. And we're going to see lawlessness, violence, looting, more attacks on the cops, more cops quitting, and we're going to see grocery stores shutting down in the areas that are hit the worst by some of these riots, just as CVS and other pharmacies have just closed up their shops because there's been too much theft, you know, too much looting, too much shoplifting. A lot of the local areas just legalized shoplifting, you know, because they're run by Democrats. Well, grocery stores are just going to close up shop and leave. And that's going to create even more food scarcity and food desperation in these areas, or food deserts, as they're called. But these are going to be, you know, extreme deserts where you can't even find a grocery store. So all of this is coming to America. And you need to be prepared for this, obviously. Buying food now makes tremendous sense. Anything you spend on food today is going to be less expensive than where food is going in the near future. Food is a great investment, obviously, since everybody has to eat. And I don't see any scenario in the near future where food is going to become more affordable. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care.